WSHF 567 monitoring. WSHF 567 monitoring. WSHF 567 monitoring. Good morning.
Good morning, Sam, WSHM 738.
Good morning, Paul.
Lot of outdoor work yesterday, Haney. Sam, I'm whipped.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by. Bunch of idiots, numbskulls. Yeah, good morning.
Well, give a child a toy, right? And this is what you get.
Yep, that's exactly right. I'll be right back. I'm going to grab some coffee.
All right, WSHM 738. I got that tree taken down yesterday there, Sam. Bad for hiding under a damn bed, huh? You had it down or you take it down? I took it down. Actually, and a friend came over and helped with the trunk because he had the chainsaw. But yeah, but other than that, manual labor, all done with a pruning saw by me, ripping all them branches off of there. Not bad for hiding under a bed, huh?
Well, you got a lot of fun hiding underneath that bed, Paul.
That's right! Yeah, Sam, they say I hide under the bed. I'm in my house all the time. I got a pretty good tan for this early in the year with all this outdoor work, but hope they're not leading themselves into a false sense of security.
Well, you know, when you hide underneath the bed, you know, they want to think. Think it's all good. I don't care anymore. I just don't want to sit here.
You're the best, Sam. You're the best.
I might be the best doing what I'm doing, but you're the best. I don't want anybody else to do it.
You're in a little rough spot. I don't know
about that. WSHF 567. Good morning, Mike. If you're back.
He should be back any second. I think he's getting his coffee there.
Okay, I'm back. WRWB 49.
Morning, Mike.
Yeah, good morning, Sam. What's going on?
Just see it, man.
I heard that. Anything else going on?
Just a couple of repairs in the garage I need to finish, and three are done. I got done yesterday, so we'll be picking up this morning. Direction so far.
No, okay. I just looked at my garage, I'm like, man, I gotta get rid of some of these weed whackers. I'm like, holy crap, I didn't think I had that many.
Well, But he got 20 or 30 of them in there?
No, not quite. There's one guy on the radio that has about maybe 50, you know, trimmers, straight shafts, and they're all professional ones. They're not no cheap run-of-the-mill either. Mine are just all hodgepodge and miscellaneous. And I had two that have a old-style TK carburetor on it. You know, you don't see them every day. Still in a old-style snapper, not that cheap crap that they have today. It's one of those old ones from the 80s. And it runs good, too. It's got that nice Zerk fitting at the bottom where the bearing is for the head. So you can get in there and squirt some in there and keep that thing lubricated.
Okay. You know what's the big scam?
What's that?
A lot of these lawnmowers, they put grease fittings on the blade assemblies, but if you ever take one apart, they're super.
I didn't catch a lot of that. It was all choppy.
I said the blade assemblies on most of these lawnmowers have sealed bearings, but they also have a grease fitting. But on sealed bearings, the grease isn't getting to the bearings.
No, it's not, unless you drill a hole in there and then it gets in that way. But yeah, if there's sealed bearings, yeah, what's the point of putting a Zerk fitting on there?
My point exactly, but they do.
Or how about the other scan? Well, let's put a hose assembly on the deck so you can wash it just after you get done cutting the grass. But doesn't that destroy the bearings? I mean, because bearings have to cool down gradually, not right away, because if they do, they'll crack. I don't know. People use it, and then they wonder why their bearings fail.
There's two other big scams.
I picked up a snapper rotting lawnmower, you know, the 30-incher with the engine under the seat, and I gave it to, you know, somebody I know on the radio. Anyway, I told them, I said, don't use that. I said, that's one thing you don't want to use is that there. I said, if you're going to clean the deck, just get up under there with the hose and the, you know, a putty knife. You want to do it that way, but I wouldn't use that hose thing.
Spark arresters and them solenoids they put at the bottom of the carburetor, them are a big sham too. All that is so your lawnmower breaks down, you got to take it to the dealership.
Yeah, I take the spark arrester out of my weed whackers. Because all it does is just get clogged up, that stupid screen. I don't know if I told you about that rotting lawnmower that I found for somebody. All it needed was a new, you know, gearbox in the front. And that's, like, what, a 20-hour part? And it came with a brand new battery, an AGM battery, not some cheap run-of-the-mill one either.
So I got 150 PSI of compression on that blower I just fixed. The leak down test shows perfect now. It's eliminating.
Yeah, some of that got cut off. I think you said something about did a leak down test and
and that was all I got. All right, I think I'm in my spot. I said that backpack blower I rebuilt, I said it's got 150 PSIs of compression. The leak pound test holds pressure now. It doesn't leak. But it's still having a problem. It's got me stumped. Where it's not firing? Hard to start. Won't hold an idle. Fizzes out. And, you can wrap it. Wrap these things. Go off with it. Nothing like that. Everything's brand new. Carburetor's even brand new. Well, I know some of these backpack blowers and these other, you know, the hand ones, they got these stupid starting procedures on it. And if you don't follow the certain starting procedure, it won't start right. I got a pulling that's like that. You get a, you know, flip it on choke, prime it five times, and then open it all the way up. No, and then it says to open it all the way up, you know, pull the rope three times, and then after that, then just keep pulling. It's like, until it starts. It's so stupid. I've never seen a machine with a complicated starting procedure like that pulling. Every single one I've rebuilt so far, and I've done quite a few of them, has started and ran, you know, perfectly after I was done with it. This thing's just giving me a way to go. I just don't understand. It's not the compression, it's not the rings, it's not the carburetor, brand new coil, brand new carburetor. I don't know, man. I gotta think about this one. Yeah, you'll have to do some more research. It doesn't sound like it's something simple either. Not the gaskets. It's got all new gaskets, new carburetor, new coil, you know, muffler, everything is all, you know, cleaned out and new. You know, the cylinder's brand new. All that. Good compression. I just don't get it. I gotta think about this one for a couple days. Yeah, like you said, do some more research. Yeah, it's like the that one I fixed up. Same thing. WRWB 49, we're standing by. Don't stand by when you can sit by. Anyway, what's going on with you?
I don't know. I'm kind of lonely.
According to who?
Them. They've convinced me. You know, it's like people reference they all the time. Well, you know, they this and they that. You never really met they, but they reference they all the time. So, in this case, it's the opposite. It's the them. Them. They them convinced me.
It almost sounds like you're reading from the King James Version.
Well, maybe.
Got a lot of these and thous and thems and theys. And
I just believe that my people believe. Well, it's just another walk in the park, you know. Just another Monday. A mundane Monday.
Yeah, just another manic Monday.
No rain today, I believe.
I don't think so.
All right, give me a minute. I'll be back to the SHM 730.
All right, we'll catch you in a minute. WSBT 754, y'all there this morning. Negative copy on WSBT 754.
Man, my front grass is all ready to be cut again.
I cut mine yesterday. I'm like, man, I just cut this last week. And it grew quick.
Yeah, it's growing good in these cooler temperatures in the evening for sure with that rain we had. All right, well, you know what? It is what it is.
Yeah, my grass may look dead, but it's not. It's that Canadian wheatgrass. And once it starts coming around, man, that stuff grows like crazy. It's real thick-bladed grass.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, when it goes dormant, it turns like a gold color. And then once the weather warms up, it starts turning green again.
Yeah, well, you know what? This is the time it grows good now and in the fall. And it's the middle of the summer when it dries up. 419 for gas. Oh, my Lord.
I paid, what was it, yesterday? It was $3.54 a gallon. No, $3.56 at Basha. They're at 16 in Grosbeck.
It ain't getting any better.
That's weird because some stations are, they're well below $4, man. A lot of it has to do with price gouging. That's all it is.
Well, I mean, I think, so I'm going to pull the next few restaurants or gas stations I see, but I think it's up generally than when it's been a week ago because of all the crap going on. Yes, there are plus or minus a few. It's like the Olympics. You got to throw out the high score and the low score, but and then take the mean average. But I think it's generally up. That's what I think.
Yeah, because other stations around here, they're well below, you know, $4. I mean, so I guess it just depends. Yeah, the one at Harper and 16, that's like $3.97. Or was it last night when I drove by it?
I've seen another gas station. One was $3.94. I've seen the other one that was $4.09 and $4.19 credit. So $4.09 cash, $4.19 credit. So it's generally up. So, yeah. I'll tell you, I'm going to have to get me a job.
Well, if work's slow, you could always supplement your income in Nording.
Yeah, burn all the gas for the... That's a go-nowhere job. Trust me. All you're doing is feeding people for free. By the time you equate taxes, if you're not ripping off the government, paying for your fuel and the wear and tear on your car, you're feeding them for free.
Yeah. I'll tell you, man, yeah, that's, I don't know how people can do that.
And I could say that. I did it for 3 months, and, you know, it took me a while to, you know, you can never make a judgment too quick, but when you did it for 3 months, trust me, you know, the one out of 20 that was a really great tipper didn't make up for the people that didn't tip, and then the average blasé people that just gave you the bare minimums. At the end of the day, that was a ripoff.
Now there's no tax on tips, so it might be a little better, but I don't know.
No tax on tips to a certain amount. Don't forget that part. The overtime. Overtime was no tax on overtime to like $5,000 or something. Above that, you paid taxes, so. You know, they don't really tell you the truth about everything, right? It's all smoking mirrors. And no tax on overtime. Yeah, no tax on overtime up to $5,000.
When I filed my wife and I taxes, you know, she worked at various restaurants, you know, over the course of like a year. They're just part-time gigs anyway, but, yeah, tip money, there was no tax on that.
All of it, or to a certain point?
All of it. I mean, it wasn't just a certain point, it was all of it.
Okay, well, the overtime, it was just the $5,000. They didn't tell you that up front and center, did they? No tax on overtime. Yeah, no tax on overtime up to $5,000.
Yeah, he didn't mention nothing about that. I think there was a, you know, stipulation in there with that.
Yeah, it all fell under that one big beautiful bill. Ever wonder why it all needs to be bundled together? Ever wonder about that? And they all do it. I ain't pointing towards one particular, group like Democrats or Republicans. But you ever wonder why everything's always bundled together and not separate?
Well, yeah. So they can put in all this other pork barrel spending that we don't know about. It's all like, it's just all smoke and mirrors.
Exactly. You know, they're giving you a little dangle of the carrot and then jamming you with a bunch of crap along with it. That's why. And they all do it.
No. Liberals, rhinos, yeah. And of course, these bills are always passed in the middle of the night, like at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning when everyone's sleeping.
Wait until Sammy gets like a brand new, never used Honda lawnmower. Because I'm going to buy that one big, beautiful lawnmower for Sam.
Well, it looks like that shooter is going to be a rain today.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. I'm telling you, people are just straight out crazy. That's what I mean. You know, they usually forecast, you know, what they're going to do. So when they look into it, he has writings of his negativity, and I mean, I don't know in detail. I was busy yesterday getting out from underneath my bed and doing some yard work. But, you know, they often telegraph what their ultimate goal is, you know, beforehand. That's what I mean, Mike. You have to take every threat that has ever leveled your direction, or my direction, or anybody's direction, seriously.
Well, they say, you know, never tread lightly.
People do act on their words. And that's all I'm saying about it.
Well, I guess no trolley today. He must have took the day off.
Well, he needs a break anyways. Probably at home with a cup of coffee reading through that whole big beautiful bill.
Could be, could be. Yeah, over the weekend I was talking to his buddy up there that lives like down the street from him. And he was getting in pretty good. It's in, you know, it's just weird how that guy gets in and Charlie can't. And Charlie, you know, is a little bit higher than that guy is in elevation. So it must be whatever Charlie's got going on over there.
Oh, I don't know. It can be kind of funny. You can back up your driveway an inch and be noisy. And move an inch forward and you'll be solid in the repeater. So, yeah, who knows? Like, that would need to be looked at on why, right? So, just could be in a very weak area.
Yeah. Well, I noticed that too when I'm, you know, up there where I work. You know, you gotta take the good with the bad.
WFHM 738. How about the other guy? Where'd he go?
Which guy is that? Samson.
Up there. Oh, God, they need to fix that damn road. Man, talking about a pothole. Yikes.
Yeah, these potholes around here, they're crazy. And it's funny, they'll come by, they'll fill it in, but they don't even tamp it down. It's like, well, what was the purpose of putting it in the hole? Because it's just going to, it's going to get splashed right out. Or what's really funny is when they do it while it's wet out and raining. That's like, okay, that just defeated the purpose.
I think it's going to rain tomorrow and maybe Wednesday, at least. I think that's what it was saying yesterday.
No, okay. Well, it's not like my grass don't need it in certain spots.
Yeah, let's see, 27 today? Well, May. Jammers! Warming up, Mike. They're tuning up their synthesized transceivers.
Yeah, they were trying to, you know, key on you while you were talking. Anyway, I heard what you said.
Not hammers.
The one that needs to worry about, you know, pulmonary specialist, right?
You need to get, go get a job is what they need.
Well, anyway, yeah. I got these ones. And HT in there. So there's another one that we all know.
Well, it is what it is. There ain't no helping.
Like they say, you can't shoot.
Persistency will get them a $10,000 fine. That will fix the problem.
That's when they think they got new plans. They do.
Well, I can't wait. WSHF 567.
All right, and do it. Going to us.
There's that 50-watt mobile and power supply again.
Welfare recipient.
You know you're doing it to yourself, Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that.
We're not out here acting like this.
Anyway, all right there, Paul, if you can still hear me, I'll catch you later. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
RZT-820, mobile and monitoring.
WSDU-202, good morning.
WRWR-357, mobile monitoring. Thank you.
WSKY 567, your child's radio is hitting me real well, 55 northeast corner of Ipsy.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is WSCP 257. I'm in mobile and monitoring. WSIP 284, WSCP 257. WSIP 284, WSCP 257. Southern Air from 284, WSCP 257, clear monitoring. Anyways, I heard you in there, Sam, WSHF 567, WSHM
What can you say, Sam?
another recipient of a free HT. Free pre-programmed HT.
Very shameful. They might want to take us off or something.
A little clue on that transmission that time. I'll be back. WSHM 738.
WSHF 560.
I didn't hear one criticism of Jeremiah Love going number three. Like,
owned a fruit market, Sam, you know that in every batch of apples, you're always going to get a couple of bad ones. It's no different here. A little further away. Coming a little later, or in towards midnight, maybe a little sooner. I could see it getting a little grayish to the west. Sam, I'm almost home. You have a good one. We'll talk to you later. WSHF 5, SHF 730.
All right, Paul, you have a good day. WSHF 567.
Yeah, they tried to get you, but it didn't work. All right, Sam, see ya. WSHF 7-3. Two jammers in there now. Two. Count them. Two. Two jammers in there. Two. One quite a bit stronger than the other. WSHM 738. Whistle, don't you, Sam? You may have heard him swearing in a chair. All right, WSHM 738.
I sucked for 2 years, and then, whee, I'm a first-class pick, and I didn't have time to train. That's not it. That's the picture now. That, and we say that, and we have 2,097.
WRWB 49, we're standing by.
Hello, this is Chris from Royal Oak. I'll be standing by and monitoring as well. WSMF 861, Sergeant, 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 and Parlay.
On the outer limits of the repeater here, but my call sign is Whiskey Romeo Whiskey Bravo 489. First one here is Mike in the Kilo Echo.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you today. Unfortunately, I don't have the phonetic sunrise, but once again, my call sign is WSMF861 from Royal Oak.
Yeah, we've talked once before, or at least a few times. We're looking at, instead of just having a, I think you said you had a HT or you had a mobile hooked to a power supply, you know, antenna, something like that.
Yes, I do have a handheld, it's right now a 40-inch antenna with an extender, so I can use my radio without having to worry about the tapping and kind of affecting the actual video.
Yeah, I understand, yeah, just a little bit scratch into it, but for the most part, I can understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's because of the actual extension system I have, because I do have a FM cable, and I'm going to be using a cable package to install my radio. I might have to go to Amazon to get one of those meters to see what the resistance is, if the radio is working right. I forgot the exact name of it, but I do have it in my cart.
trying to, you know, get in all the way here to Mount Clemens. I mean, that's your issue there. You know, you don't have enough power to make it in.
That's true. I was looking to upgrade to a 10-watt radio instead of the 5-watt that I have, but, well, that might not make too much of a difference, so I might be looking at a base station in the future.
What you could do is get yourself a nice Astron power supply and a nice radio that will handle, that'll, you know, put out, you know, 50 watts and a nice dual band antenna, and you should be good to go.
Oh yeah, most of that. Working on the hand radio. Might be the hand radio.
Right now you're doing okay. You're getting over the jammers. You know, on this side of town.
Another factor for my specific location is probably all the houses. Because the way my neighborhood is set up, there's multiple houses in the CC, and some products are made that and they can see. However, when I'm out and about on the road, the reception and the transmission is a lot better.
Chopper's there, ghetto, elevation, obstruction, temperature, I mean, everything, you know, the sun, everything has a, you know, has a, just, or an advantage, depending, you know.
Yeah, for the time being, the antenna is as high as I can get it while touching the ceiling of my room, but I might have to either leave it outside or see if I can get a longer suspension cable, but that also requires a more powerful base station.
Well, I'm not...
Nice talking to you. I am getting a lot more static on my end over here too, so it was a pleasure talking to you today. WSMS monitor here.
We'll catch you later, and actually you're doing pretty good for what you have. I mean, there's somebody out there that's trying to them in the mix, and you're getting on. So evidently your radio has been there.
I'll continue to look into it as well. I think the extender cable I'm using right now might not be helping, but that's the fun part about this hobby, just finding out different equipment, seeing what works and what doesn't.
For sure. Alright, WRWB 49, over standby. WB 49, and we're back and we're standing by.
Afternoon, Mike, WSBT 754.
What's going on, Charlie? Morning, what
happened? Yeah, I had one of my headaches pounding me today.
I get it. I had those days.
It hasn't let up all day. Anyway, it's Monday. Got one down, four to go.
I hear you, man. I hear you. And just stopped off at my usual place to get, you know, like a little bit of pizza. And I'm heading back off to my next assignment here.
Yeah, I'm trying to get through this traffic on 13. And had to talk to the boss for a little bit.
Afternoon, Charlie and Mike, WSHF 567.
Afternoon, Sam.
What's going on there, Sam?
I got your text. So, yeah, that'd be a good option for you. That'd be a good setup, you know. Plus, you got the height, so that'll take care of all the problems.
All right, Jill. And a better radio, Sam?
I'm looking at a better radio. I just wanted to make sure it was what I needed.
Ah, very good. Oh, traffic's a cluster out here.
Well, basically the radio he's looking at will put these HDs, you know, in the dirt.
Said it was another HD?
Let me clarify. You know, the radio he's going to, you know, purchase is going to basically, you know, put the HT QRMers in the mud, in the dirt.
Ah, okay. Definitely will help.
Basically, they'll just be wearing down their battery for no reason. Pretty much, that's it.
Pretty much what they do anyway, for no reason.
This will give us the, well, basically it's going to be, you know, reassurance that, you know, well-maintained reassurance.
And I got this lady that has no idea where she's going. She's got a dog about to jump out her window, getting out of the interstate with a caravan and back end's bouncing like crazy. Phone in her hand, of course. About to run her off the road.
Yes, the rear axle beam is pretty much rusted out. There's no more trailing arms. And basically just riding on springs and a free floating axle.
Yeah, just about that. I mean, you see your tires are bouncing clean off the ground and she ain't doing but 30 mile an hour. Getting on the interstate. Oh, my God.
There's so many idiots.
Her dog is about to jump out that window, man. You would think she'd roll it up. Heck no. And now they got construction out here. Man, it's only Monday.
Way to go. So he wants to get, I'm sure, has the, well, he's got the power supply for it, so that should be no issue.
What's he got for an antenna?
Baby step.
Antenna, I showed you, is, you know, that'll work. I mean, it's not exactly the spec, but I mean, it will do the job. I know someone who runs one, and they have no issues with it. It's one of those diamond, dual band fiberglass antennas with the mini ground plane.
Yeah, the GP3s, we got 3, 6, and 9, I believe.
Not the GP9, no, that's the big long one. No, not that one. Just the GP3, just the real, you know, simple dual band. I mean, you don't need nothing fancy.
No, that'll work just fine.
You know, 7 centimeters, so I don't think the SWI would be it. I mean,
yeah, you're barely making it in the machine right now, Mike. WSBT 754.
All right, guys, I'm at my destination, so I will catch you both later. WRWB 49 will be clear.
That's later, Mike.
Yep, see you later, Mike. You got a tower over there, Sam? Something to put that antenna on, or what are you going to do?
I got a tower on the other side of the house.
How are you going to be able to get with it?
I don't know, as high as I need to go, I suppose. It could go on a tower. I don't even know if I can mount it to my tower, because I already got an antenna on there, right? So, I might have to put it on this side of the house.
Yeah, well, that'll definitely make it a lot better for you.
I'm surprised these little walkie-talkies do as much as they do.
Yeah, you're in a pretty good spot, I think. I mean, I know you can hit Macomb real easy. You'll probably hit Troy, maybe Detroit.
Hijacking chaos gremlin who can't let a single moment exist without yanking it back to themselves like it owes them money. They don't just join conversations, they ambush them, derail them, and drag the spotlight back like a rabid raccoon in a trash fire. What? The word of the day is whining weasel. A gutless, high-pitched excuse machine that leaks complaints non-stop, dodges accountability like it's a sport, plays victim on repeat, and sucks the energy out of every room like a damn parasite with a megaphone.
Node 700. Timeout.
That was real close to my house, actually.
speak to the other guy.
Holy shit.
There you go. I recognize voices, David. ID that station. Like 145.59. Part of his hatred. That's why you're here.
WSIP 384, WSCT 257. WSIP 284, WSCT 257. Southern Nerve from WSIP 284, is the WSCT 257, mobile monitoring.
This is WSMF 861, Chris, monitoring and standing by.
That's what I'm talking about. See, he just randomly attacked somebody. That's what you're talking about.
I recognize their voices, fool.
Well, it was me that said Bellini quit jamming, not Dave, you idiot.
So you admit to, I trans out ID. What you doing here?
WSCU 202, Bellini, you're an idiot.
That's all we're gonna amount to. You know it's your group of people causing all this trouble out here. You ain't fooling anybody.
What is, every day you live like the 51st date?
WSHF 567, Sam Lamb, monitoring from my bedroom.
Sam, I don't know if you're in there. I heard you when I was out getting gas, but I was on the phone. So WSHF 567, WSHM 738.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
I hear you, Mike. WSHF 567. You all done for the night?
Oh yeah, I'm all done. I just I was off an hour ago. I was just on the phone with somebody in the head for a minute, and then started to mosey my way home.
Copy all that, I did.
Got a phone call. Anyway, Sam, you still in there? WRWB 49.
I'm still here. 6-7.
We got a little rain coming in.
Yeah, feels like it's going to be a storm.
That's what it looks like. They said rain tonight into tomorrow, so we shall see.
WSJF 896 mobile.
It's working just fine. One, two, three.